That Christianity at its lowest level must be equal to witchcraft. How is it that a witch can take a cursed object, put it in your house, and you come, Pastor, I am sick. A witch cursed me. A witch cursed you? My Bible says, suffer a witch not to live. Where's the level of power where the Christian should believe in the kingdom of God that is within you, amongst us, that you walk in, casting out devils, healing the sick, your new created identity? Are you guys with me? So people come and they complain, oh, this witch did this, this one cursed this one did that, this one did this. Your faith is lower than that in witchcraft. The fact that they can get it right means they have more faith than you. I can prove it by scripture. The only way that sin can enter you is by unbelief. Are you guys with me? You are, the Bible says, if you're born of God, you cannot sin. If you're born of God, He does not sin. In John 1, John chapter number 3, verse 1, when we see Him on that day, we will know. When He reveals Himself to us, we will know. And He says, in this our love is made perfect. That when He is revealed to us, we will know that we have always been like Him. We will look at Him when He appears and He comes. And we'll stand in front of Him and realize we're not being changed. We are already in a glorified state. I'm not saying body, states. There's a difference between a glorified body and a glorified state. And we realize we could have walked through walls. We could have done miracles. We could have raised the dead. So there's a realm where you can peel back a realm of your glorified state. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. Are you guys with me? It says Jesus went onto the mountaintop, Matthew chapter number 17, verse 3. And He revealed to His closest, Peter, James, and John. He said, come up, let me show you my secrets. I need to show you my glorified state. Because if you're not going to see it, you're not going to endure the cross. So I peel back my face so that you can see the light coming out of my face. The light coming out of my clothing. So I'm pulling back an old identity. An old man, so that a kainos man can reveal through to you and can come through to you and shine and show you who you are called to be. Just as 1 John chapter number 4 verse 17 says, in this is love made perfect, that we will have boldness on the day of judgment. Boldness, say with me, boldness. Meaning this is how you will have boldness, that as He is, so are we in this world, not in heaven. In this world, meaning whatever He has done and is doing right now, whatever state He is in right now, He has given it to you. It is your inheritance. That is why so many people walk short of their identity. You'll be afraid of no devil. Do you know how many preachers are afraid of devils? Have your seats, have your seats. Pastor Andrew, welcome. Sorry I didn't welcome you. Let me see where to go. That young man from Cape Town, just stand up where you are. I want you just to stand there. I know you get a lot of prophecies. But I'm going to warn you now. Be very careful. Please listen. If you've ever listened to words, you better listen to these words now. Be very careful of false importations. Listen to me. You don't know. I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. Not everything that glitters is gold. It might be fake gold. Not everything that glitters is gold. Not every golden watch is gold. Not every Gucci clothing is Gucci. Not everything that glitters is gold. Don't be impressed by showmanship. We've been in ministry for very long. Don't be impressed by showmanship, because the call of God on you is great, and the devil doesn't want to kill you. He wants to deviate you. He wants to distract you. So I'm going to preach a word this morning and it'll make sense to you if you listen to it. He wants to distract you. Let there be no filter or spider's web over your face now as I speak, eh? Nothing. No watcher of the enemy. Watch out for false importation. When I laid hands on you, I saw some false importation. I wanted to be clean or pure. I want somebody to pray for him. Martin, pray for him afterwards. Okay? You know, there's people that are calling themselves titles. And then they are not that title. They are not that title. They lay hands on you. The moment they lay hands on you or prophesy or whatever, you open up your spirit, not for the divine divination. Now, a kundalini comes in. Or a pathos comes in. I've seen it, I've done deliverances on many, please. To protect the call of God. The devil's strongest way to come is false doctrines. He was over sanctuaries and churches before Adam. The Bible says he had sanctuaries. He was a priest with a breastplate, with nine stones. Judgment. Prophesied into judgment already. Missing the prophetic, the kingship, the prophet, the king, and the priest. On those three stones that he was missing. Gad, Issachar, and Ash something. So, the devil's most favorite place to be is here. He knows the anointing. But he is defeated. He's under your feet. Are you guys with me? They can stretch it at Krugersdorp, eh? So they can do the offering longer at Krugersdorp and stuff like that. They can stretch it there. Because we're going to pray for, I have a word that I need to get into. That's a big word, and I need to pray for the men. So, I can easily preach for many hours. Be careful of false importations, please. It'll destroy you, it'll deviate you. You don't know what's going to happen. You can hear another source. You have Facebook prophets, and then you have real prophets. If the thing is not of God, it's the source is something else. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15. I don't know if I should do this one or not. I'm thinking of time. No. That's fine. Let's go Ephesians 1:15. Let me read it quickly. Next verse. So I'm going to go quickly to get a revelation through to you. But I don't understand. May the hope of his calling. Many of you know this verse. Next verse. And all that is sitting power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Next verse. Which he worked Christ when he raised him. Say with you, when he raised him from the dead and seated. Say seated. You know, with our new technology, guys, I need some help. Pastor David or somebody that's listening or somebody that is here taking notes. I need somehow software that can underline that word for me. I don't know how it's going to be possible. Maybe we can have the screens. Audrey, where's Audrey? Is Audrey here or not? So I know we have the screens where we can write on or underline a word. So I really need that. I've been asking that for, I mean, not the screen, but I've been asking for that facility long. Seated. Say with me, seated. Him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Next verse. Far above. Say far above. All principalities, which means all governments, all rules, and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things, some of the all things, under his feet and gave him to be head over all things, some of the all things, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Go Ephesians 2 verse 1. Now listen to this. And you, serve me, me, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, sons of disobedience. Next verse. Among whom also we also once conducted ourselves, desires of the flesh. What? Next verse. But God, serve me, but God, who is rich in mercy. Thank God for that. Because of his great love with which he loved us, with which he loved us. When I preach grace properly, you cannot even love God without him first loving you. You're an enemy, a reprobate, until he loves you. Are you guys with me? So this thing, love the Lord your God as you love yourself, that's law. Jesus was speaking just a combination of the old covenant law. You think love is not a work. Next verse, previous verse, where are we? But God was rich in mercy, which loved us. Next verse. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together. Made us alive together. So they together. So we, first of all, he spoke of Christ in chapter number 1. He said he's seated Christ above principalities, powers, governments, names above every names in this age and the age to come. Now he's saying he made us alive together with Christ. By grace, say by grace, you have been saved. He's just put a reminder again because he spoke in Galatians. Now he's giving a reminder again. He says, don't forget that you're saved by grace and you are stayed and kept saved by grace. Next verse. And raised us up together. So he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you guys are with me. Christ is a location because you are in Christ. You are a location because God anoints you. He doesn't anoint a region, a physical region. God never leaves a region or a building. God leaves a person. So God anoints a person. A person is a location, and we'll get into that right now. But he said, "You will make you to sit together," which means I have caused you to be above, Timothy, above governments, principalities, powers, rulers, every name which is above every name in this age and in the age to come. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. And he said, and I have put all things under your feet. Are you guys with me? Timothy, Psalm 118, verse 25. It's not a giving message right now, but I thought of just throwing this in here. I love every verse that says now, because it is speaking of now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, now. Psalm 118, verse 25. Pray this with me. Say, save now. Oh, no. Pray that last sentence like you really want prosperity. Now. Oh, Lord.
Send now prosperity.
Send now prosperity. Does it look or even have a glimpse that it says, send poverty now? The Bible says, send prosperity now, not tomorrow. It's not Pharaoh that says keep the frogs out or out, remove the frogs tomorrow. No. Remove it today. Send prosperity today. Salvation is today. His promises, yes and amen today. Are you guys with me? Let's go to Psalm 51. My message is over the show because I just preached some scriptures down. And then the Lord gave me like three thoughts. 1 a.m. or something. Psalm 5 verse 1. I know we've preached this part before. A message version. Why do some people get certain things right and others not? Say with me, fire. Fire is not legalism. Tongues is not legalism. Praying in tongues is not legalism. Praying in tongues replaces the law. So the law was in your mouth and was not allowed to depart from your mouth. So the Spirit is not allowed to depart from your mouth in the new covenant. That's why Paul says, I pray, thank my God, I pray in other tongues more than you all. So it is not allowed to depart from my life. But the thing is, we had a prayer life without fire. We build an altar where God didn't answer by fire. And when the fire does not lick up everything, where the fire of God does not burn the goat or the bull and leave ashes behind, it is not an acceptable, unless that happens, it's not an acceptable sacrifice. So we see this happening in the Old Testament, but when Elijah came and he called upon the God of Elijah for the prophets of Baal, and he poured water on and he do all these things, the Bible says that that the fire of the Lord consumed the sacrifice. But then it says this, it says he licked up the water and he licked up the dust, which means his wrath was not satisfied. He wanted more. That's why Elijah had to take out a sword and chop and kill all the prophets of Baal. Because God's anger and wrath was not satisfied yet. But when Jesus was on the cross, the sinless lamb, the spotless lamb, when they took him to the grave, they found his grave clothing just fallen, lying there as if a body was in there. And it is representative of ashes left behind, meaning that God's wrath was fully satisfied upon the cross. Meaning he is no longer angry at you. He's no longer mad at you. He is mad about you. There's no such thing in the Bible of judgment against the church. Give me one verse and I'll kill it for you. You have already been judged. Judgment is already passed for you as a believer. Your sins has already been judged. He has given you eternal life, not temporal life. His blood made once and for all a way into the Holy of Holies. Are you guys with me? It is, we are forever and eternally redeemed. He's not a fraudster, he's not a Nigerian scam artist, and I'm not against Nigerians. They promise you one thing and does another. He's not a catfish that says, paying $2,000, I have this, a millions in this account. If you pay this $2,000 in, the millions are going to be transferred to you. No, no, no. He doesn't come and say, I give you eternal life, and you wake up one day and you get eternal life. Benny Hinn had it wrong. I love him. Have your seats. I love him. He's a general and he'll always be a general. Are you guys with me? Please never, never misunderstand me when I say those things. These are generals that made me know the Holy Spirit, know the anointing. And I know them personally, many of them. So, but he was wrong with one vision. And I think it's because of his denominational background. So he had a vision of late. He had a heart attack or something happened. I don't know what something happened. And he said he found himself by the pearly gates. And the Lord said he's not allowed to enter. And he said, I'm giving you a second chance, Benny. Go back. And I'm like, what nonsense is this? This is nonsense. Nonsense. Okay, so the man is doing the greatest crusades all over the world. We all know he's filled with the Holy Ghost. None of you can stand close to him. What is that, the devil? And God isn't allowing him in? What is your and me chances? Who have you gotten saved? If Benny Hinn isn't getting in, we can give up right now. Go drink our sorrows away. And I believe it was a false vision according to the denominational doctrine that he was preached into. And he got passionate about it, or he interpreted something wrong. because you can still hear from the Lord and just give a wrong interpretation. Okay, so, and this all, I'm not speaking, this is on live stream. It's not speaking against him. I love the man. I'm just saying I believe it is wrong because it does not line up with grace, new covenant, and father sonship theology, which is the three lenses that I read the New Testament through. Those are not filters, but lenses. Total different thing. Anyway, are you guys with me? Let's go Psalm 5 verse 1. Silver fire. Can you make sense of these ramblings? So he says, listen, God, please pay attention. Can you make listen of these ramblings, my prayers, my groans and my cries? King God, I need your help. Say with me, every morning, you will hear me at it again. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life on your altar. And I watch, say I watch, for fire to descend. I watch for fire to fall from heaven. Meaning every morning, I am praying and I'm laying my pieces of my life down on the floor until fire begins to fall from heaven. Meaning there's a realm you can enter in with prayer where we can stop just before the fire falls. King David says, every morning, I don't stop, I don't quit until I see fire from heaven coming onto me. And when fire from heaven comes onto me, I know my sacrifice has been acceptable to you. Let's go to Leviticus 6 verse 9. Leviticus 6 verse 9. Command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering, so the burnt offering, shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night. Say all night until morning. And the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. How long have you prayed? Some put more time putting on makeup than praying. Some watch Instagram more than praying. And then we wonder, God, why you're not blessing us? Why is this not happening? Why is this happening in my marriage? Why is this here? Why is that there? Is there fire on your altar in prayer every morning? Where God has no option but to throw fire out on you and over you. Are you guys with me? So I want to get like 3 points, three or four points, and we're going to pray for the men. What will prayer fire do for you? Number one, it will make oceans divide and rivers run away. Let's go to Psalm 114 verse 1 in the Message version. Psalm 114 verse 1. What will fire prayer do for you? After Israel left Egypt, the clan of Jacob left those barbarians behind. Judah became holy land for them. So after they left Egypt, say after they left Egypt, which means they were by the pillar of fire. Judah became holy land for him. Israel, the place of holy rule. The sea took one look and ran the other way. It doesn't say Moses lifted up his staff. It said the sea took one look at what? At Israel coming out of Egypt. The sea looked at one thing, the fire of God, and said, I'm out of here, because fire consumes water, and it began to run. The river Jordan turned around and ran off when it saw fire coming. Every obstacle that you think you have, the answer is fire. Fire penetrates, fire cooks, fire burns, fire consumes. Fire has no gravity. Fire has no respecter of persons. Fire has no favorites of persons. Fire is the answer to every negative thing in your life, because God is an all-consuming fire. Say with me, fire prayers. Fire will give you boldness to rebuke a devil, even in a president. Luke 13 verse 31. Luke 13 verse 21. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill you. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast, go ye and tell that president who we call the fox, I cast out devils. So if I cast out devils. Now the churches are too good to cast out devils. They're making fun of us interrogating devils or casting out devils. Oh, this church getting onto TV now, they're talking to devils. No, we're not talking to devils. We're interrogating them like a soldier of war, like a captive of war. If you have any anointing to make even a demon, you don't even have any anointing to make any demon manifest. Now you want to come and be an expert on the subject. He says, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and I do healings, cures today and tomorrow. Not on your schedule, on my schedule. And on the third day, I shall be perfected. Meaning on the third day, I will check out. No one will tell me when to check out. No one will change my schedule, even if you're the president. Why? I had fire. And Herod was eaten by worms. But Jesus had fire. He had full power and control over his life. He chose to lay down his life. And he chose to raise his life back to life. This is the God who you serve. He was never murdered. He was never killed. He laid his life down at his own will. He gave up the ghost. Are you guys with me? Third thing. Fire is born from above. Say above. Zion. Psalm 87 verse 1. Message version. Psalm 87 verse 4. Let's go verse 4. Psalm 87 verse 4. Message version. I name them off. Those among you whom I'm famous, Egypt and Babylon, also Philistia and even Tyre, along the Cush, words getting around, they're saying. They point them out. This one was born again here. The words getting out on Zion, so the Zion. Men and women right and left get born again in her. Hold on. Men and women everywhere get born again in her, in Zion. Paul says there's a mother of us all, which is the New Jerusalem, Mount Zion, where you get born from above. Verse 6, God registers their name in his book. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Oh, is it going to get written? Is it written?
Yes.
Oh, so you were born from above.
Yes.
Out of Zion.
Yes.
Okay. God registers their names in his book. This one, this one, this one. Born again right here. Singers and dancers give credit to Zion. All my spring. So where were you born? So is Zion. So you carry fire. Abraham said, the Bible says, for Abraham looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And then it says, Moses came from a spiritual city called Jerusalem, with the Lord behind him with 10,000s of his saints. But Moses was king there, and he gave law there, a different law than to the law of the Israelites, a law of grace. Now we can get into Melchizedek. But he came from Jerusalem, a spiritual city, which was also Mount Zion. And Abraham said, I'm looking for a city whose maker and builder is God. And the Old Testament saints were looking for something that we are the substance of in today. Just hold on for me. Are you guys with me? So Hebrews 12 verse 22. Hebrews 12 verse 22. I know you're all waiting for a city. I know you are all waiting for a city one day. And I'll teach eschatology next year in a Bible school. Privately recorded for a lot of money. Hebrews 12 verse 22. So we're looking, we're singing a song. We are marching to, what does it say? To Mount Zion. Is it Mount Zion? Zion. We are marching to Zion. No. Paul is saying, are you guys with me? That's if you're in the AFM or the NG or wherever, I'm not sure, okay? But you are come, you have come. You are come unto Mount Zion. Not you're going to Mount Zion. And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect. But he also says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you? Did Jesus not say, me and my Father are changing residence, permanent residence, and we will make our permanent abode in you? Which means you are waiting to go to some place while he has changed geographical estates and has made his permanent abode inside of you. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. Where you walk, the fullness of God walks. Where you talk, the fullness of God talks. Read this. Matthew 5:14. Read this. Matthew 5:14. Read it from the beginning. You. So you are a temple. You are a city. You are a spiritual metropolis. How can 6,000 demons live in one person? Because you are a location. Somebody preached wrong to you and lied to you. Are you guys with me? Let's get to almost finished, just for the sake of time. Not because I'm running out of word, trust me. Point four. Fire reveals your kainos creation, your new created identity. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Say with me, a new creature, a kainos creature. The word kainos means never existed before. Never existed before, never going to exist again. Supernatural, superhuman, not existing from this world, but coming from another world. Meaning born from another world. He says, you are a new creation. Who you are right now has never existed before. This is the same word used for new wineskin. Meaning that there's a church that is coming and there's a church that is alive that has never existed before. That has supernatural power that is not of this world, but from another world. And this church is here on this earth. It is a new wineskin. And it is only in this vessel that I can pour out the new wine. And God is saying, I'm holding revival, a reformation, a movement back until the church can understand a new wineskin. So fire commands, point number five, fire commands new wineskins not to listen to old wineskins. Here's my main point. I got this. Listen, really, late last night. Fire commands new wineskins not to listen to old wineskins. I allowed for 1 year negativity and unbelief in my life. It was, I think, 2021 or 2022. I'm not exactly sure. But I listened to the wrong preachers. They all came knocking at my door, the biggest of the biggest. Biggest of the biggest. All came knocking at my door and said, Leon, you need to stop preaching what you're preaching. You're going to get into danger. You must get back to the ABCs of the gospel. So me being, and you must cut association with this one. You must cut association with that one. And da, 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 blah, 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 blah. And
Okay. And I said, and me being submissive, so I don't want to be rebellious. I said, okay, I'll preach the ABCs of the gospel. What do I know? I mean, you're old. I just didn't know it was the older prophet that killed the younger prophet. So I listened. And unbelief entered into my life for 1 year. The unction of the Holy Ghost lifted from me for 1 year. For 1 year, the unction lived. Without the unction, I am nothing. The unction. And I'll still preach and open up that revelation. What an unction is, what a mantle is, what a dereth unction coming on you, how it lifts you, how it moves you in the spirit. As prophetic unction, a prophetic mantle lifts your prophet man by the lock of its hair out of your body. YouTube critics calls it astral traveling. Shut up. If astral traveled, then 100 times more than you, if that's the case. You don't even know what astral traveling is. I've been taken by the Spirit of God. We were doing a lot of deliverances a while back, and you can't sleep. And it was late at night, and I went to bed like this, and I was like, my body is finished, and I'm lying. And as I closed my eye like this, another eye lit open inside of me. Now, there'll be shorts and videos. Never go YouTube your pastor. Oh, actually, go YouTube your pastor. If they're not on there, get out of the church. Okay. So, and this other eyelid opened. And as it opened, I stepped out of my body by, for all the weak Christians, by the Spirit of the Lord, okay? So, and I could move by thought. I saw this light in front of me. I don't know if it was the Lord. I don't know if it was an angel. Oh, it's an angel of light. No, shut up. I said, Lord, show me this person now in the church here. And within a thought, I'm right in front of them. And I'm seeing something. I said, Lord, show me the power of the age to come. And it was like I was taken. I don't want to share this on live stream. I didn't see fluffy heavens. I didn't see winged angels, fluffy heavens, and trumpets. It's a difference between the throne room of God and heaven, by the way, or the life hereafter. I didn't see any of that. I can't tell you what I saw, but let me tell you one thing. I'm just going to drop one word because it'll already get me into trouble. I saw the greatest technology that'll give you the fright of your life. That as I was shooting past it, as an angel was flying with me, and as I was shooting past it, or it was the Lord that was with me, I don't know, but it was so fast, it was like time traveling. And I saw this technology. I cannot say, I'll say to those who are maybe close to me what I saw in detail. I saw this fleets and fleets and fleets and fleets and fleets. I thought, what is going on? Now the anointing, I'm raptured by the anointing, and I stop in front of another world. It's a world, but it's not a world. It has two polar op points like this. And I saw this world being made out of energy that is supplying a galaxy. I can't go deeper than that. And I saw things going on. And then I saw depths and realms of the spirit realm in there. And it was too much. I stopped right there. And I remember I was back in my body. And I messaged a couple of prophets, very, very big prophets. Really big prophets. Each of them came back with me with a testimony of the same things they saw. To the T. So the old prophets would listen to what I preach like this. You're not preaching the gospel. I just preached the gospel to you the whole day today. And I can really preach the gospel. I'm not here to preach the gospel. I'm here to equip the saints. So 1 year I allowed negativity. I listened to an older prophet and an old wineskin. And what happened was a new, old wineskin, and you have a new wineskin, which is a kainos. Brand new, never existed before. All the wineskins told me to stop preaching Revelator and the ABCs of the gospel, and I did, and the unction left me. Unction left me for 1 year. I repented. I repented in front of you. I repented wherever I could. And I said, and then for last year, I think it was last year, I told the radical things. And the unction came back. And then I said, you know, whom do I serve, man or God? That's why when you listen to the junk, it gives you so much unbelief. You don't even believe that God spoke to you anymore. You don't even believe in your calling anymore. Just because you listen to the wrong prophets, the wrong person. Everything God said to me, all the encounters, angelic visitation side, angels coming into my room, angels visiting me, visiting my kids. Everything just gone. All that faith gone. And I literally thought I was no longer called for a whole year. And at the end of the year, the Lord said to me, you have to repent. Because you listened to the wrong voice. He said, when I told you to go, I told you to listen to no one. And he took me to a story of the old prophet and the young prophet. It's too much time to read. But let me speak to you in because I mean, this is a whole message. Maybe I'll do it at Kruger's door. But it's the old prophet and young prophet. The young prophet, which is actually not a young prophet, he was a man of God, was sent on an assignment, and the king tried to pull him in, and he says, no, the Lord said to me, I cannot do anything, I cannot eat or drink or anything, and he carries on walking. He said, I have an assignment to do, and I can open up this message to revelatory preaching like never before, which we'll maybe do, because this is the distractions that comes from not, listen, when I speak of old wineskin, I'm speaking about somebody whom the unction left, or whom the kingdom has been taken away long ago already, but they are holding on to a position which they've been fired, they just don't know it yet. Saul was fired after 3 years, but he still held the position for 40 years. So, I'm not speaking of every older person. There are people that are elderly that I honor that still carries a mantle, but they embrace a newer generation. But those who try to kill a new generation, those are old wineskins. That's when Jesus said, I cannot pour out wine because it'll burst the wineskins. So there's a younger prophet, older prophet. I call the younger prophet simply because they mention an older prophet, but it actually says a man of God. So it says he couldn't go anywhere. He was given an assignment. And he says, for it was charged to me, I'm not going to put the scripture up, charged by me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink no water, nor turn again by the same way that thou came. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet. Say with me, an old prophet. That is the problem. An old prophet is not by age. An old prophet is a prophet who's no longer sharp, and he hears others. He can speak for himself, and he can speak still from the Lord. Are you guys with me? So, and his sons came and told him, all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words... So this old prophet had sons, and his sons came to him and said, listen, there was a man of God. You should see the works that happened, that young prophet. And the man of God said, go call him. I need him to come and sit under an oak. And he said unto him, I need him to come and sit under my ministry. I need him to come and submit under my ministry. Oh, how many times have I heard it? I've had the greatest names internationally saying to me, Leon, leave your father right now where you are. I'll ordain you now. 40,000 people, 50,000 people, ordain you now and open up America to you. I'm like, no, I'm serving my spiritual father. And then he turned on me a few years later. And I'm like, oh, I should have said yes. But anyway. So the young prophet comes to him. He said, I'm not ready to go anywhere. Neither will I eat bread. So the older prophet said to the young prophet, I cannot go anywhere. I cannot eat bread nor drink water within the place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord that you shall not eat bread nor drink water. Now he said unto him, now the older prophet said, I am a prophet. Now I quote what an older minister said to me. I am also prophetic. They're not a prophet, so they have to say prophetic. I am also prophetic. I can raise you. I'm the only one that'll understand you. Not the other ones. I will understand you. And every red flag in me is going off. Every red light is going off. And the Lord is saying, I've kept you pure for a reason. That a movement can come out of you. Not to be mixed with the river, not to be mixed, but to keep the DNA which you have. 6 years, 77 years, six churches planted. This looks small, but it is double the size than this because we just don't have a building. And we're starting a 100 million rand project. Soon, very soon, will be revealed very soon. We had our last meetings. And I am also a prophet. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into the house, that he may eat and drink and water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and he did eat and bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came out of the old prophet that brought him back. Now the actual word of the Lord came out. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but came back and hastened eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did to eat, to the eats. Eat no bread and drink no water. Thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for his ass, to wit for the prophet, to wait for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, and it goes on and says, the lion didn't eat the ass, and the ass did nothing. And that's a whole nother message and a sermon in there. Which means they were sent of the Lord to destroy this prophet. They listened to an older prophet that said he also heard from the Lord. And then God took that older prophet and prophesied through his mouth the destruction of the younger prophet. What is the reminder of the story? When you have fire, and when you're given an assignment, he says, don't look to your left, don't look to your right. I'm not saying don't submit to a church. No, no, no. Every ministry in the new covenant comes out of the local church. Please understand that. Every successful ministry comes by people who submit. But I'm saying once you're sent on an assignment, once you have been sent, when I was served after 10 years, I was sent on assignment out in ministry, not to look back left or right. When I sent out Cape Town, what do I tell them? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't meet this pastor for coffee. Don't meet. I don't care if this one is the ringleader over this city, and this one is the mafia leader over that city, and you need to come and pay homage there and kiss this one's ring there. You go nowhere. You go. You plant a church. You ignore every phone call from every pastor until the church is big. So we go there. We have 1,000 people in the conference now. Now they're getting upset. But what's my instruction? I did what Jesus did. Jesus said to his disciples, go and listen to no one. If they don't receive you, pull away. Are you guys with me? Don't leave your peace. Take your peace from them. So a lot of people have listened to wrong voices and the fire left them. Confusion came into their ministry. Mixture came into their ministry. Say with me, fire on my altar. I fear no man. I fear no devil. I fear no minister. I fear no preacher. Why? I learned lessons that if there's fire on my altar, when I pray, there's one man or one God's approval that I need. And his name is Jesus Christ. As long as he is happy, it is done. As long as I can put my head on my pillow at night and I have peace, and I know the Lord is rejoicing in my name that what I've done. Because no one made me, he made me. The media didn't make us, they cannot break us. I said to you, they're going to be on TV. We're going to be on TV 2 weeks ago, and for some reason they pulled us off. Because they thought they could find a scandal. Now they're going to create scandals, but I thought they're going to find a scandal, but it wasn't sensational enough.